Okay, and I've had something on my reminder list for 4 months regarding the plasma sheath. And when I asked
you... Sure? Are you sure you want to do it right now?
See, when you do that, you put out the rice paper, and I have to walk on the rice paper, and I'll rip it. So should I just go to my next question?
No.
Go to the next question?
No, no. You can do it. No. You can do it if you want to.
Yes.
You got the wrong thing now. We're saying, if you're talking about the Starfinder, okay, we can do that, if that's what you want to do. But you better know that's what you want to do.
Starfinder?
Plasma sheath, yeah.
There's a Starfinder in the plasma sheath. That's what you're pointing to.
Between the anode and the filament, yeah.
The anode and the filament.
Because you got the distance between the plasma bulk, chamber wall, and the plasma potential. Now, in that window, you have a positive ion, you have a neutral atom or a molecule, and you have a regular regulated electron, right?
Okay, so then I'll, never mind.
So what you're talking about is an anode sheath.
Yes! Anode.
I agree. Anode. Keyword, Bert, for the next 10 seconds.
The acceleration region of V and the accelerator position from electrical potential is a code that gives you a typical, what we call, bell curve. Okay. Yes, Carolyn, darling.
I was bringing up anode, and you did. Anode, no problem.
Yeah.
I like being screamed at by you. It makes me feel very comfy.
Oh, we better. Yeah. Now y'all got to know this is that little woman who's got the sharpest machete in the shed. She can cut your throat, what you bleed, and do an autopsy to tell you what you died of. So here's what she's trying to say. She's trying to say, to the left becomes ions, I-O-N-S. To the left becomes thermal electrons. And then you have emitted electrons that go to the right. And then you got thermal electrons that go to the left and to the right, maybe balancing. Then you have emitted electrons that go to the right. And you have ions that also goes to the left. So, then you have a surface or a bank that you're dealing with, which also causes a curve from the classical into the inferior to the inverse, which would be pi over x, which goes down into a concave emittance. Then you have the SCL, which goes to the other side, and the SCL transition, which gives you the plasma potential in the sheaths of the electron-emitting surfaces in space, from a geophysical research position. Right there? Good. That was, once again, that was stunning there, Bertrand.
Is that ion, is that what's happening at the volcanoes, specifically La Palma?
Not just La Palma. Everywhere.
No. Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
No. Don't you, when you're looking at La Palma, you're missing the wrong conversation, darling. It's all of them. It's all of them. The rods are less than 3 miles from the cortex. As Bert knows. Now, Bert, come on now, don't fuck this up. Let's ask some questions, get somebody happy, because Jean is about to go get her dildo and please herself, so we better get her steps, better get you ready.
Okay, Ian,
Poor Todd.
Okay, like I said, I have two questions and I'm going into my second one. I got a TikTok, another reminder of a TikTok. We've had quite a few conversations within the last 3 weeks regarding the Anunnaki. And the last
did you try to push up? Did you pull the push up challenge? Did you do that one?
You bring it, Ion. Listen, I used to be a push up master. Used to be.
Not like this cat.
No.
Not like this cat.
Well, put it this way. Before my restructure body, yes. But right now, with this heavy sack of sand body, I have to reorientate my shoulder joints because my shoulders right now are really...
Oh, fuck. Come on. Fuck me hard, baby. You got all that. Okay, you need to put you in a nice puddle and let you... mud and rub you up. Is that what you need? Are you lethargic?
No.
Did you not see it?
No.
Did you see it? Did you see that? Did you see it? Yeah. You know what to do. You just can't do it. Is that what you're saying?
Right. At this point, my shoulders are not ready for that type of movement, which is weird because, like
God.
I said, my
we help,
before
we help
restructure
us,
body,
we help
do
ascension.
All that.
And we help home. Ascension. We hope ascension finds you soon. You'll be able to then. It'd be good.
I'll get on the push-up,
No. We can get the one where you got your feet locked in. You're laying back and you got the hula hoop, making the hula hoop whip while you're leaning back and forth on your open back. You got to do that? There ain't no push-ups. You can do that. We'll send you that. We got you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
send me that. We
one.
Got you.
Okay.
Come on,
right,
Biggin.
Right.
You got, hey, you all that in a goddamn bag of chips. Let's see what's going on. No wonder Rosanna wants to see what's going on. We need to sharpen your tack. That's what we need to do. We need to get you on point. And you have her full and undivided attention then, huh?
Okay. Hey.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, Ion, we've had several discussions about the Anunnaki, and you acknowledge them, and we also just recently discussed the
Anunnaki.
Yeah. And we also, the last conversation we had was a few weeks ago about their connection to Noah's Ark and the DNA. Okay, well, I got another TikTok that claims that they're returning to fix our junk DNA. Is there some fact to this? That they're coming back to correct junk DNA, although you do not recognize junk DNA. Is there some fact to this?
They're okay. The words are not sound.
Okay.
They're applicable, but they're not sound. The Anunnaki are trying to lay in conformity the 14 degrees of freedom that allow the lotus flower to bloom. That's all. They're not here to fix anything. They're here to give, have you ever made jello with too much water?
Lashy, you can't do that. You can't
Lashy.
Make...
Bob lived on watered down jello for years.
Mm.
So, if you use less water, it firms up. Just saying.
So they're coming to operate, to engage, or to initiate
World of Warcraft.
Okay, I have to look at Warcraft. Okay, the 14th... Oh,
No. World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. Okay, I'll look at that. Okay. So they're coming to initiate
that? Bert?
Yes, I am.
Bertrand?
Yes.
They're already here.
Okay, but listen. Okay, you just
Bert.
See this.
Bert.
Stop. Yes, I'm listening.
Stop.
All right.
Bert.
Yes.
Baby.
Yeah.
They're already here. Do you know Linda with an aura?
Yes, I do.
Who's had two gin and tonics in her whole life?
Yes.
Okay. She has notes about this. And she's forfeited 1.5 of her children so far.
Okay.
And maybe more. And she's committed the program. And she knows what's up. And she's wondering if she's safe. And she is. Because the fruits of her labor have been made self-evident. All right? She hasn't sucked Matthew David Hurtado's penis, however, diminished. You understand that?
Boy, you're all over the place, but yes, I follow your words.
Stay out. Stay on. You better miss, don't miss a word.
I'm right with you.
She hasn't been to where all the gold in a bank in Beverly Hills and somebody else's name is.